אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Passover, also called Pesach in Hebrew, is a major Jewish holiday that celebrates the biblical story of the Israelites' escape from slavery in Egypt, which occurred on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan. Passover is one of the three pilgrimage festivals traditionally celebrated in Israel for 7 days and for 8 days in the diaspora. In the Bible, the 7-day holiday is known as also as Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. According to the book of Exodus, God commanded Moses to tell the Israelites to mark a lamb's blood above their doors in order that the angel of death would pass over them, that they would not be touched by the 10th plague, the death of the firstborn. And after the 10th plague, Pharaoh ordered the Israelites to leave. The story is recounted at the Passover meal in the form of the Haggadah. The Passover Seder, at which the Haggadah is read aloud, is one of the most widely observed rituals in Judaism. And on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, any 11 products that remain in the household's possession, along with a bit of morsel of bread from the previous night's search, are burned. The head of the household repeats the declaration of Biur Chametz, declaring that any chametz that may not have been found to be null and void. The Torah tells us that it is because the Hebrews left Egypt with such a haste that there was no time to allow baked bread to rise. Thus, flat unleavened bread, matzah, is a reminder of the rapid departure of the Exodus. Matzah has also been called lechem oni, bread of poverty. And there is explanation that matzah serves as a symbol to remind Jews what it is like to be a poor slave and to promote humility, appreciate freedom and avoid the inflated ego symbolized by more luxurious leavened bread. And what's about the Passover Seder? It is traditional for Jewish families to gather on the first night of Passover, first two nights overseas, for a special dinner called the Seder, derived from the Hebrew word order, or arrangement, referring to the very specific order of the ritual. The table is set with the finest china and silverware to reflect the importance of the meal. And during the meal, the story of the Exodus from Egypt is retold using a special text, the Haggadah. A total 4 cups of wine are consumed during the recitation of the Haggadah. And the Seder is divided by the Haggadah into 15 parts. The Kiddush, blessing and drinking of the first cup of wine, Urchatz, washing the hands, Karpas, dipping the Karpas in salt water, Yachatz, breaking the middle matzah, Magid, retelling the story, the Passover story, including the recital of the 4 questions, and drinking the second cup of wine, Rachza, second washing of the hands, Motzi, matzah, blessing before eating matzah, Maror, eating the maror. Number 10 is Korech, eating like a sandwich, a matzah sandwich made of matzah and maror. And Shulchan Orech, set the table for the Passover meal. Tzafun, eating the afikoman, barech, blessing after the meal. Number 14 is Hallel, recital of Hallel and drinking the 4th cup of wine. And Nirtza, the conclusion of the Passover Seder. So basically, the Haggadah is a book that is read during the Seder that tells the story of Passover. And as I said before, the word Haggadah means telling, and Haggadot date back to the Middle Ages. The retelling of the Exodus is a key fixture in a Haggadah, along with the reading of the 10 plagues and asking the 4 questions and explaining various Passover rituals, some of which date back 2,000 years. So what is actually the Passover story? In a very basic Passover storyline, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is fearful that there will be too many Jews living in Egypt, so he institutes slavery and demands that male Jewish babies be killed. Baby Moses is saved by his mother, who floats him in a basket down the Nile River, where he's found and adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. And after killing a slave master, Moses flees into the desert and encounters a burning bush of God revealing himself to Moses. God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh and lead the Jews out of slavery. Moses goes to Pharaoh and asks that he let the Jews go free from Egypt. And each time the Pharaoh says no, God sends a plague down on Egypt. So we're hearing about blood, darkness, lice, boils, cattle disease, etc. And the 10th final plague is the most drastic, as we said, the killing of the firstborn by the so-called angel of death. In order to protect the firstborn children, the Israelites are told to mark their doors with lamb's blood so the angel of death would pass over them. That's the name Passover. Pesach, Pesach in Hebrew. The Israelites were ultimately freed from slavery and wandered the desert for 40 years before making it to the promised land. And the Passover Seder is fundamentally a religious service set around a dinner table where the order in which participants eat, pray, drink wine, sing, discuss current social justice issues, and tell stories is prescribed by a central book, the Haggadah. They say the Haggadah is relevant. It's relevant to the stories of the redemption of Jews in all centuries past, and even in our lifetime. Well, on the table, you will see a partitioned plate containing small amounts of specific food. This is the Seder plate. And each food is very symbolic. A roasted shank bone represents the Pesach sacrifice. An egg represents spring and the circle of life. Bitter herbs represents the bitterness of slavery. Charoset, a mixture of wine, nuts, apple, etc., represents the mortar used by the Jews in Egypt to build the pyramids. And karpas, the greens, often parsley, to represent the spring. Passover is in spring. Also placed on the table are three pieces of matzah that represented the bread that the Israelites took with them when they fled Egypt, and salt water to represent the tears of the slaves. And there will be one extra Kiddush cup on the table, and this is for the prophet Elijah. And we are told that Elijah's spirit visits on Passover. And on the chair you may see pillows. This is because on Passover you're supposed to recline at the table as a symbol of being free. Passover is a retelling of a story to new generations, and due to the Seder's prescribed order, the Haggadah does a pretty good job explaining many key elements and symbols as you read along. There is even a specific section of the Seder called the Four Questions, where the youngest person at the table asks about the different Passover symbols and the elders explain. What are the traditional Passover foods? A Passover meal that breaks up the two halves of the Seder is served. Traditional dishes include the knedel soup, which is the matzah ball soup, gefilte fish, and beef brisket, chicken, and potatoes. Any bread-like substances that you see on the Seder table, cakes, dumpling, etc., are made by combining matzah meal or potato meal and some sort of fat and eggs to remain kosher for Passover. And afikoman. The afikoman, an integral part of the Seder itself, is used to engage the interest and excitement of the children at the table. And during the fourth part of the Seder, the leader breaks the middle piece of matzah into two. He sets aside the larger portion as the afikoman. Many families use the afikoman as device for keeping the children awake and alert throughout the Seder proceedings by hiding the afikoman and offering a prize for its return. The alternative custom is that the children are allowed to steal the afikoman and they demand a reward for its return. In either case, the afikoman must be consumed during the 12th part of the Seder, Tzafun. And after the Hallel, the fourth glass of wine is drunk, and participants recite a prayer that ends in Beshana Ba'a Bi'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. And this is followed by several songs and prayers. One of them is Echad Mi Yodea, Who Knows One. It's a playful song testing the general knowledge of the children and also the adults. I'm Nitza Lowenstein, and I would like to wish you all Chag Pesach Sameach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.